Okay, I want to discuss the halacha of Makot Ksav. The Gemara here in Rav Basra discusses on Daf Aleph how Hordus rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash, made it more beautiful, and used different materials. Was he allowed to extend the actual, structure? We know he extended the Harbayis, but there seems to be a halacha of Makot Ksav, which dictates the exact structure of the Bayis, which would, prohibit extending, the actual bayis. Likewise, in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about this Amma, that in the second binyan, Beis HaMikdash, it was taller, that was based on the Pasuk, and because it was taller, they had a difficulty having this Mechitza, this Amma, so instead of having an actual wall, they had two Mechitzas. So the Tosfos Rosh there, and Daf Gimel Beis asks, I don't understand, if you extended the bayis upwards, also make it wider, and then the architecture would work, that the wall would be able to stand. It wouldn't be so narrow and tall that it would fall. You'd have to replace it with a mechitza, with a parochus. Just make the structure, make the wall wider. So the Rosh says, well, we didn't have Kol Ksav. The Kol Ksav prohibits, making this wall wider, because then the Kodesh, the Kodesh Kodesh, would be smaller. So apparently, the Kol Ksav doesn't, again, we dash it from a pasuk, but you can make it taller. We don't want pasuk to tell us that you can make it wider, or make it wall wider. So Mela, it's also being a Kol Ksav. So I just thought it would be interesting to get into this halacha of Kol Ksav. The marker for this halacha is the pasuk of Divrei Yamim, Kol Ksav Yad Hashem, Yiskil Kol Lechas Atavnis, Melachas Atavnis. And this pasuk is quoted by Chazal, a number of Gemaras, telling us this din, that everything, the architecture of the Beis Hamikdash has to be some type of nevuah, some type of kabbalah, hakol b'chsav, yad Hashem. So, for example, the Gemara in Sukkah and Aleph on Beis, hiskinu shivnashim yoshves b'malav anashim ilmata, on Sukkot, there were many people came to the Beis Hamikdash to see the Simchas Beis Shoeva. They wanted to have a separation between the men and the women. So the Gemara says they made a tikkun. So how did they make a woman's section? How can they change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? It goes against this principle of Kol B'Chsav. So that's interesting Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein learned from that Gemara the need for a chitza. I thought it was a din d'oraisa, it's a chiddush. But either way, it's clear from the Gemara they're supposed to have a separation, and it's clear from the Gemara also, the Nyaneinu, that it's problematic to change the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash. So, I was wondering, what exactly is the nature of this halacha of Kol Ksav? So, you could say that, listen, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. So, if you're a contractor, you're the kablan, you're supposed to build. You don't tell the owner how to build. The Baal Bayis tells you, gives you floor plans, and you have to follow the floor plans. Any contractor knows that they can't just make changes in the floor plans. So, if we define the Beis HaMikdash as the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it makes sense that a Kol B'Chsav, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them how to build, and we just follow the floor plans, and there's no room for our own creativity. Even though you're a very, a famous architect, you can't, decide to apply your own theory and architecture to this building. You have to follow the floor plan. So if you look at the Ramban, in the Akdamot Parshas Truma, he basically says that the Beis HaMikdash, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to have a bayis for Hashem. The Ramban holds that the Mishkan, which is found in the Torah between the Parshios of the Kitisa, which is done both before. I'm giving a shir now. Is that okay? Okay, there you go. I apologize. Just my kids, just to go back to school, the corona test seems like it was positive. I think we have another test. Well, again, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Anyway, like this, the Torah has the Parshas of Truma Tzava, and then there's Kitisa Chet Egel, and then there's the Yaakov Kudei. And as Machlokes Rishonim, can you do if the Mishkan was L'chatchila, or was it only as a result of Chet Egel? So the Ramban holds that the Mishkan was always supposed to be there. We had Har Sinai, we wanted to have a continuous presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst, a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the placement of Truma V'Tzaveh before Kedego is intentional. It's intentional. Because the purpose of the Mishkan, and likewise the Mikdash, is to have a constant home for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban writes in the Ketamot Tavashas Truma, Minehem Kedoshim Ru'uyim Shiyu Lehem Mikdash Ma'asr Shkinosu Lineyem Lachen Siva Tchila Al Dovar HaMishkan Shiyelo Bayis Besocham Mekudosh L'shmo V'shom Yedavir Moshe V'yitzaves B'nei Yisrael V'neikra Chavetz V'mishkan Hu Makom Menuchas HaShchina Shehu Ha'ara. So the purpose of the Mishkan is to have, you know, the Ara and the Makom Shechina within our camp. So, like I said, if the purpose of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, is to have Makom Hasharas Hashchina, it makes sense that when we build the Mishkan, we have to follow the architectural plans of the Baal Bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kayadua, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Maaseh Bechira, seems to have a different understanding of the purpose of Mikdash. Mitzvos Esei Lasos Bayis Hashem. The Rambam says the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is not to have a house for Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's as a more functional purpose, you know, for our needs. We have to be makriv korbanos. There's mukhan, there's makriv korbanos, and you go up to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year to bring korbanos. And the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Kisisa wonders why Bichlal, you know, there's a hetzer to develop the Beis HaMikdash. After all, the Egel also, according to the Kuzari and according to others, was really a form of Avodas Hashem. They just didn't need an intermediary. So what's the difference between an Egel and a Kruvim, if you will? You know, it seems very, very similar. So the Beis HaLevi writes, "Uvezeh Navin ma de Parshas Pekudei da al kol prat uprat va'al maise u'maise she'asu v'mishkan kasu v'furash kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. V'tevis al kesuvim kimat b'chol pasuk u'pasuk sheba osu parasha." Why does the Torah have this refrain, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe? Again and again. Raka inyan de maisa mishkan hare bo lechapra leim al maisa egel. We came into ikara chata me egel hayo masha yotsu la ischachim me atzim lasus al pi yidiyosam v'chachmosa maisa asher lo nitztavu alea v'leze maisa mishkan sheba lechapra nemar al kol asher asu Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the Beis HaLevi says, there is no difference between the egel and the Mishkan, fundamentally. If you assume that Egel wasn't a Avodah Zarah Mamish, it was just a way of having some type of intermediary that helped to replace Moshe, if you will. So what's the difference? The difference is that here Hashem commanded and Hashem didn't command. And we have to do things Al-Pi Hashem, and that's why the Torah goes on and on to repeat this idea that the Mishkan is Al-Pi Tzivu Hashem. So according to this understanding, again, pulling this together with the Rambam, the purpose of the Mishkan, Mikdash, is to be makriv korbanos, and we do it Al-Pi Hashem. So if we do it Al-Pi Hashem, we can't change. We can't change, you know, based on our own architectural understanding that we think it would be nicer to have it like this or not like that. You have to follow the plans, follow the floor plan. So here we have really two different understandings. Again, I'm not sure how different they are, but I want to present them as a chakira. Is the din of a kol v'chsav a din in the totzah, if you will? The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a home for himself. So we have to follow the floor plans. Purpose of the Mikdash is a home for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have all floor plans. Or is it in the Maisa, that everything we do in the Beis HaMikdash has to be Al-Pi Hashem? Because the whole purpose of Mikdash is to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. And he told us to be makriv korbanos, so we're makriv korbanos. He told us how to do it, you do it. We can't just decide, well, you know, I'm a lefty, I'm a righty, I'm going to do it differently. Everything has to be Al-Pi Hashem. So it's more in the Maisa versus the Totzah. It's more, maybe a more general principle, that Avodas Hashem has to be Al-Pi Tzivui. That's the purpose. That's exactly the reason why Mikdash is Mechaper. We follow Kadosh Baruch Hu to the T. Exactly as Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, that's what we do. So Mela, if you would change the floor plans, it would be a violation of this principle of following Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, 100%. That's the Chakira I'm presenting. Again, I admit that it's not obviously different. Meaning, one, I think the difference I'm trying to formulate is that if it's a din in the Baal Bayis, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to do it, so his house should be according to his specifications. As opposed to saying a more general principle, general statement, that Avodah Hashem has to be Al Pi Tzivui Hashem. So, Mela, the din of Kol Chsav fits with that understanding, and we can't just change things. That's the Chakira I'd like to present.
Or especially here, like, not just Avodah Hashem has to be Al Pi Hashem, but this is a very sensitive issue also. It's on the borderline between like Avodah Zarah and like ultimate Avodah Hashem. So then
specifically in this area, you have to
all
have
the details
have to be given Al Pi Hashem Yad Nur.
The Fakir, I think, stands with that. But the Ram himself doesn't have to be understood in such a technical way. Because he does emphasize that there's an importance of it being a place that you could have Karbanos in, but he also emphasizes Beis Hashem over and over again.
But Ruchan Lios Makim Karbanos, meaning you're saying that the
Right, that doesn't mean.
The Beis Hashem might be part of the aspect for the Ram as well.
Yeah, and your emphasis is that. You have this dual nature.
Okay.
So, Muchanios doesn't necessarily have to just be a technical. It's a place which is, that's part of the definition.
It's miuot for Korbanos. Not necessarily that the focus is the Korbanos, but it's miuot for Korbanos. Okay. Interesting. I mean, it is striking, though, that the Ramban kind of omits that whole thing, you know, of Korbanos. Korbanos seems to be almost like, you know.
Right, but you would think, especially
what she tells us. For the Rambam and Mora, the Rambam is very complex, because the Rambam and the Mora speaks very negatively.
The Rambam, which also clearly understands.
Right, you would have definitely would have thought that the opposite would be true. Although the Rambam at the end of Tmura, at the end of Mi'ilah, speaks about the importance of Korbanos, so it is more complex. And this is how I think Rav Lichtenstein presented it in terms of the Machlokes Ramban, Rambam. But you're pointing out correctly that it's a little more complex. Okay. In Yanegu, though, I'd like to present a couple of nafkaminas in this question. Right on the board here, Hakol, Gichsav, what's the purpose here? What's coming from? Is it a din in, you know, the din in the Totsah that it's Beis Hashem? Has to be according to his specifications. Again, say that for the Rambam, it's also Beis Hashem, which is certainly true. Maybe more a din in, you know, Avodas Hashem. And Avodas Hashem has to be Al Pi Hashem, otherwise it's very similar to Avodah Zarah, you know, and the Chet Egel, v'chule. So a couple of nafkaminas. The first is a question of whether this din is ma'akev. So let's say you don't build according to the specifications. So if you violate the din of a kol b'chsav, is that ma'akev, the mitzvah of, or is it not ma'akev? And if it is ma'akev, what is ma'akev? Is ma'akev the mitzvah of being in a mikdash? But the korbanos is still kosher, or is ma'akev the kosher of korbanos? So that's an interesting debate. The Reb Chaim has a line over here, source number 6. So v'zeh aram cholik v'sfir leid the mekol makom kol sheyesh b'chisaron kedusha le'inyan hakshara v'azara shaper chal ala din hakol b'chsav u'kshenifsala miktsasa nifsala kula. Reb Chaim seems to assume that kol b'chsav is din le'kuva, and the pashtus of Reb Chaim is that it's ma'akev even in the kosher of the korbanos. And there were those who were very uncomfortable with this. There seems to be a lot of rise against this. Chaim said it. So, you know, there's a famous story. You know, Chaim said that, you know, the table is a cat. So, what do you do? So, you could say, Chaim said, it's okay. One approach. Another approach is to, you know, touch it up. Chaim said, a table is a cow. The table has four legs. The cow has four legs. He meant that the table has four legs. And the other approach is to get down on your hands and knees and start milking the table. You know, that's there are different talmidim of Chaim. Again, I don't want to speak. You know, what's the shemra? The story goes along with certain talmidim's names. I'm not gonna forgo that because I don't think it's true. But there's certainly different approaches when somebody says something as tamua. What do you do? Do you just say tzarechiyun, try to touch it up, or do you go with it ad hoc? So here, the Lev Aaron of Yosef Sirotkin, a Talmud of Rav Beryl, the Talmud of the Risker of Son, he quotes Rav Chaim, Grach v'sifro, Perek Aleph, V'chira, Chidesh, Tintin, HaKol V'sav, Akev. Ubir Hagrid, he quotes Rav Beryl, Yosef Dov, Halevi of Yerushalayim, Dehainu, Da'af Kol Inin, Dinei Mikdash, V'kelev, Mihilkos V'esav, V'chira, Aval Inin, Dinei Maisa Korbonos, L'achshira, L'davoda, Vaday ain't a kol b'chsav ma'akev. So Rebbeil says it can't be. Reb Chaim said it, but we have to limit it. He only meant it l'gavei mikdash. So if you build the base of mikdash according to different specifications, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of building a base of mikdash. But of course, the avodah is kosher. Okay. So here Rebbeil is limiting what Reb Chaim said. The Evin Ezel, Reb Yisrael Zalman, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, assumes not a pasha, it's all ma'akev. In the original story that I mentioned, he was the first Talmud who said, the Rebbe said it, Tzarechin. So here, Lashitaso, Rebbe Nezel says, of MS, Hadvarim, Varim, Demat, Amrina, Davidas, Orko, Midas, Rochwa, Midas, Komaso, In Ma'akvin, Vilvad, Shalif, Yifchisu, Mimizbeach, Asamoshe, Zelin, and then Hachshir Upsul. Then Zeh, Shalifchisu, Mimizbeach, Asamoshe, Zem Ma'akvin. It's a special law by Mikdash, by Mizbeach, the exact minimal requirements. Valmadik Siva, Kolbich Sav, Yad Hashem, Ze Eino, Ela, Lechatchila, Ketzad Yase, Well, Eino Ma'akev and Yevet came into Eino Mufurish B'Torah, so the Eben Ezel assumes the whole din of Chol Achsav is on Ma'akev, not the Korbanos, and not even the mitzvah of Vinyan HaMikdash. There's a specific halacha in Mizbeach, there has to be a certain measurement, but that's it. And in the Hashmatos of the Eben Ezel, there's a letter that he responds actually to Rav Avram Shapiro. Rav Shapiro at that point was a Talmud in the Chevron Yeshiva, before he became, you know, Rabbi. So Isser Zalman writes to Rav Shapiro, Talmud, the Yeshiva's Chevron, who argues that he is Ma'akev, and he tries to bring rise back and forth. And it was actually interesting because then I saw in the Rav Yah, source number 9, the Rav Yah in the Tshuvos, Aleph Kuv Mem, has a Tshuva back and forth about this. And the same rayas that Rav Shapiro brought, you know, from Gorachulin to Eben Ezel, back and forth in the Rishonim. So it's always nice when you see, I guess this wasn't even in print, I mean, it was probably Ksav Yad at that point. Optovitzer put out the Rav Yah on the Masechtos, but this part of the Rav Yah was printed later. So I just wrote one line, I didn't read the whole thing, but Krav Dachol B'Ksav Maisi Mishum D'Mizbech D'Shlomo Midaleka Yikuva Im Kfar Yikrivu As A Korban L'Chatchila Mi'e Ma'akim. The Rav Yah has an interesting shita, he says, It's ma'akev lechatchila even by the korbanos. It's not just did in the hechsher abayis. It's did in the korbanos, but if you did it, it's not ma'akev. It's only the lechatchila, which is an interesting shita. The shoel of the Rav Yah assumes it's ma'akev. He was assuming like from Shapiro, he brought the same raya from Maran Chulin, but not for now. Either way, we have two questions here: is it ma'akev, and if it is ma'akev, is it ma'akev in the mitzvah of the binyan, or even in the korbanos hakorbanos? So I thought maybe if we told her this on the Chakira. How so? Over here, Ma'akev. And if it's Ma'akev, is it Ma'akev in the Binyan or Hakrava? So if it's
I think that it would be less likely to be Ma'akev based on Hashem. But in fact, it's, you know, follow the rules.
You're supposed to follow the rules. But if you built it, you built it. It's not necessarily Ma'akev. If it's a Avodah Hashem, that's Namish, the whole Mahus. It has to be. Otherwise, it's a Avodah Zarah. It's Ma'akev. Okay. Shkara. Second Afkamina. Second and third are very similar. The question of Mechuber, or Talush, if you have a structure that's not Mechuber. So the Gemara tells us in Sota that when they did Hakel, they had built a special podium for the Melech. And the question, how did they build the podium? So if you look at the Yireim, Yishlisho, Hechi Avdina Achsadra, Shalbinyan, Haksiv Akol B'Ksav, V'yad Hashem Alay Hiska. Yishtaris, Adi Achsadra, Shalbinyan, Lo'aysa Mechuberes B'Ritzpa. Ach Al Amudei Avonim, Ruchavim Haysa B'Nuya, V'Tolush Ein Tosefes Binyan. The Isser of Tosefes, the prohibition of Akol B'Ksav, is limited to things that are Mechober. This was Tolush. Here, question of Talush. And other Rishonim don't say this. So, presumably, according to them, it will be a problem. So, if it's a question, again, a similar issue, if it's a Beis Hashem, so you say, listen, it's Talush, you haven't changed the floor plans, you just put a temporary structure. So, not a problem, or not a question of Ma'akev, it's Mutter, let's say. Mutter. Whereas, if it's a Beis Hashem, any change, potentially, even if it's a temporary change, you know, Aaron's children go in, they're not going to be Zara, it's not a permanent thing, they did it one time. Chaimisa, that's it. Likewise, the question of Arai versus Kavua, let's say it's just Arai, it's a temporary structure, that's a spec to the Sugya. Again, also touches on Asadra, but the Rishonim in Sukkah, when they speak about the Tikkun that they did by Sigma Space Shoeva, discuss this issue, it says, Iri v'af al pisha binin kulo adinavi haya, v'lo haya la'em l'hosif, Samchuba bibinin arai livdor pratzos shelo hakel rosh hamid anashim anashim yiruv vuvia. They even though there's a din of a kol b'ksav here, it's only arai and you know it's livdor pratzos. So when I read the Meiri, I thought he was saying that arai is not a problem, but I saw that the Torah Sakodesh, Rav Mordechai Ilan, Talmud of Briskarav, he authored the nice work on Kodshim called the work that they collect, Knesset Rishonim. Basically, you know, since there aren't so many Rishonim on the Kodshim Masechtas, he collects Rishonim in different places and, you know, puts them al Seder Adav. So it was before they had Shitas Kamai, so it's very useful work. Yes, good notes. So it's a good Kamal Chacham. It's interesting, he also learned the Merkaz Rav, and he also learned by Briskarav, which is like a unique reality. But in any case, he was like in this Meiri. The Meiri holds that even Arai is a problem. The way he reads the Meiri is that, you know, even Arai is a problem, but here they mattered it, you know, because of this idea of not to have a mixed seating. Again, when I read it first, I didn't view it that way. But either way, it seems to me there's Machlokes Rishonim. Again, another answer to the question of the Urayim, of how they had, you know, a Ksadra for Hakel, is that it was temporary. They had it for a day. They didn't have it for, a long time. In any case, if it's a question of Beis Hashem, so likewise, the Chorobi Mutter, you're not changing the architecture. You're just having a temporary structure. And whether it's a dinner of Beis Hashem, the Chorobi should be Aser, very similar type of discussion. Like I said, they're parallel afkaminas. Okay. Next issue is a question of whether this din of Kol Bachsav was mentioned only in regard to the structure of the building or also to how the kelim are built. So the truth is, it seems to be a pasuk. The pasuk in Divrei Yamim comes after a whole description of the kelim. So it seems to be pretty obvious that in Psukim, a Kol Bachsav is referring to the kelim as well. If you look at the Gemara in Choros and the Fiyut Zayin, Verabanan, B'dei Shemayi, Yevshal Tzamsem, the Adamai. So the question of Yevshal Tzamsem, the two Bechoros are born twins, can they both be a Bechor? Right? If they're both male, can they both be a Bechor? So the Gemara wonders, Yevshal Tzamsem, maybe the Adam is Yevshal Tzamsem. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Mividas Kalim, Midas Mizbeach, Shani Hasam, the Rechman Omer, Avi, Bechol Hecha, the Matzis Lenevad, Nichalei, the Kol Bechsav, Yad Hashem, Ali Hiskel. The Gemara says that, well, there are certain Midos, you can't be 100%. You can't be 100% sure that they're exactly right, but it's good enough because a kol v'chsav, that's how Akash Rachel wanted. The Rachman Omar, Aviv v'chol, hey, the must me'ev and nichale. So here the pasuk of kol v'chsav is mentioned in reference to the kelim, like I said, it's psukim smash that way. But if you look at the Rashi there, Rashi takes out that girsa. Kol melechas atavdis David Amro, the pasuk says, "V'lo garsinan lehachad." Don't be goresin. And the Shidduch Gemetzes puts it in. Tevas v'lo garsinan limchaku. Don't say you shouldn't be goresin. So there seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim here is the din of a kol b'chsav would apply to the kelim as well. Again, the fact that the pesukim have it sounds like that. It's not necessarily right. That halachically speaking, there's a din of a kol b'chsav a kelim. Maybe there isn't. But I thought maybe to connect this to a different machlokas. Rishonim. There's a machlokes Rishonim for the mitzvah of binyan mikdash includes within it a mitzvah to build a kelim, or is building kelim a separate mitzvah? So the Rambam for a mitzvah, Shor Yud Beis writes for amu vasuli mikdash shezem mitzvahs essay mikhal the mitzvah mikhal ha mitzvah v'hu sheyelo little bayis muchan, like you said bayis muchan, right? V'yavo elav yechkavu bo v'tiyah hakrava bo v'yah kibbutz mu'adim. So it's very similar to the beginning of space of Bechira. Again, the question is Mukhan here, you know, technical, is fundamental. But either way, you have to have a bias that you can be makir korbanos. Says the Rambam, Shorshi Beis, it says Vasisa, you know, Yisisa, you make a menorah, you make this, you make that. Don't count those things as a separate mitzvah. They're really part of the same mitzvah of binyan mikdash. Mikdash means mikdash and all the kelim in it. And the Ramban, and there's a saga sefer mitzvahs, and Essay Lama Gimel argues, well, hukshar ve'ena yatam shekazav harav, shim chelik v'chelik v'mikdash, kishe ein kelim chelik min habayitz. Aval heim shtayim mitzvahs. They're two sefer mitzvahs. Ve'enan me'akpa zuzu. You can have a mikdash without kelim, kelim without mikdash. You can makriv even if there aren't any kelim in the mikdash. So that's maybe an afmina as well. Kelim. Is kelim included in the din of chol l'chsav or not? So if the mitzvah of vinyan in the mikdash includes kelim, so then l'chora, kol l'chsav certainly would apply the kelim. Meaning, if it's part of the mitzvah of mikdash is kelim, then it's l'chora pashut, like the Rambam. But if you assume like the Rambam, there's a separate mitzvah of kelim. Now, yishlanin, do we say that the din of kol l'chsav applies to kelim as well? And here, it might be totally on this chakir. That if it's a din in, you know, Beis Hashem, so, okay, Beis Hashem, but okay, the kelim is a separate mitzvah. So, l'chora, it's not ma'akev, right? Ein o'shach. Whereas, if it's a function of how Avodah Hashem has to be, so every single detail would be included in a kol l'chsav, even the kelim, even though it's a separate mitzvah. And I thought maybe you can even connect it to the purpose of the mikdash. That if the purpose of the mikdash is Beis Hashem for the Shechina, then l'chora the kelim also, you know, the aron is the most important kli. Although it's actually interesting, the Ra was medayik in the Ram in the beginning of Kol Shmiyos Bechira. The Ram says you make a bayis for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? And he actually omits harabayis as being part of the definition of what a Beis Hamikdash is. Sounds like harabayis is just the makom of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not really central. And then he writes the osin hamikdash kelim mizbeach laola. Visharkobanos, Vikevesh, etc. He doesn't mention the Aron. He doesn't mention the Aron in the list of the Kalim. Right? The menorah. So the Rav was Mendayek, it's in the Chidush HaGran Vagrin, that the Aron didn't have a Haloshein Kli. The Aron, you know, was not part of the Klei HaMikdash, which is actually interesting. So I'm not sure how that affects this. But what I want to say in Miswara is that if it's a Din of Beis Hashem, L'chora, it wouldn't apply to the Kalim. Whereas if it's in a bonus Hashem, then it would apply to the Kalim as well. Again, if it's a Kli, that's connected to the Korbanos, but either way, it might be. And lastly, I thought it was interesting that there seems to be a debate what this means, a kol b'chsav. Rashi in Sukkah speaks about Nevuah. Kol b'chsav, says Rashi, verse number 17. Kol melech ha'satav nishtardianu ha'kadosh baruch hu al yidei God ha'choze v'nasan ha'navi. There was Nevuah, right? Through God ha'choze v'nasan ha'navi. If you look at Chazal speak about some type of actual physical megillah. The Yalkin Shimoni, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Shmuel, Bari, Megillah, Space Amigdash, Masor, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Abba Amida. How did the Chsiv, Atapo, Amodi Madi. Moshe Masu Yeshua Vamida. Moshe gave the same Megillah to Yeshua, standing. Shneamar Kra es Yeshua Vizyatzu. Ami Yeshua Masar Zakeni Vamida. Shneamar Vyose Yasof Yeshua as Kotzigne Yisrael Vizasim Yakim. Ami Zakeni Masur al Navi Vamida. Ami Navi Masur al David Vamida. Leslan Krai, Ami David Musar al Shlomo Benova Amida. Shneamar Vata Hashem Hanani Vikimani Ashalma Lohem. Omer Hakol Bechsav Alamish Nidna. Torah lidareish, miyad Hashem lamish shenidin lemesores, lahiskem lamish shenidin lebaruch hakodesh. So you have this idea of this megillah, the beginning of the Yalkut, right? It's megillah given over from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to Yeshua, etc. At the end of the Yalkut, I'm not sure if it's a different statement. In the Medrash Shmuel, there's a Medrash on Sefer Shmuel from Buber. So it says over there, it's like mamish a separate day. Vata tiasvu ashafta lachem. And then at the end, Rav Nachma, B'shem Rav Mana, Baruch HaKadosh, Ne'amra, Tavnis Kol HaShahaya, Baruch Imo. So it sounds a little bit, to me at least, that there's a Machlokes Tanoim here. Is there a Megillah? Or is it some type of Mesorah, Baruch HaKadosh, something in the Vua? So, does it make a difference if it's a Megillah? Pasuk says B'chsav, right? It's called B'chsav. What is the Chsav? Is the Chsav something that was actually given over, a physical Megillah? Or maybe there was a nevuah that was given, and the Navi wrote down the nevuah subsequently. You know, the floor plans were written down by God, by Nasan. But it wasn't like it was a physical material transferred, you know, in Bimasara. Again, it's a little hard to know. There's a second question, and that is, do we have the ability to darsh in this Megillah? Can there be changes? If you look at the source number 20, the Rambam seems to indicate, or he says explicitly, at the beginning of his Perish Mishnah to Midos, or to the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perish Mishnah, he says, Ve'achar Tamid Midos, Ve'ein Inyana Ela Sipur Midos HaMikdash, Ve'tsuraso Ve'echbi Inyana, Ve'ela's back, why do we have a sect called Midos? Right? Somebody once told me he signed up for Mishnayos for your site, Midos. So he wanted to prove his Midos. He didn't realize that, you know, it was about the Tzurah of the Mishnah. So it's about the Tzurah of the Mishnah. So why do we have it? When it will be built, we'll build it according to these specifications. These specifications were Eitz Hashem. So we have the Rambam is telling us the third base of Mikdash will be exactly like the previous base of Mikdash. We know, of course, that first and second words are exactly the same. The second was taller, as the Gemara speaks about here in Daf Gimel. The Rambam base of Mechira seems to be so to this. The Rambam Aleph Dalet says Binyan Shabana Shlomo Kfar Mufurish Melachim He Binyan Asib Libanos Afal Bisho Hu Kosev Yecheskel Inu Mufurish Mufur Anshe Bay Sheni. Seems like we have this, like, you know, it's an ein dvarim. It's going to be exactly the same. It's going to be ein dvarim. The Tosfos Yontif on Midos in the beginning, I don't understand. It's exactly the same. It's not the same. And it seems like it's fundamentally the same, but there is room for some change. Just like we saw between the first and the second bites. So if you look at the Yerushalmi Megillah, Rav Yirmiyah, Vishem, Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, Megillah, Shemasa, Shmuel, David, Nidnali, Daresh. My time, I call the Ksav, Zumasores, Vyan Hashem, Zuruch HaKodesh, Lai Hiskil, Mikan, Shinit Neli Darish. So we had earlier in Yalkut, and here in Yerushalmi, we have Megillah, but it's Nit Neli Darish. There's some type of room for Chiddush and Drasha to apply to the structure, how to make the structure of Beis HaMikdash. So the Brisker Rav over here points out that it's interesting that this halacha will apply asilavo because it comes from the ksuvin. V'hinei reisha de'ayalkut ma'ir in mesa migdash v'seifa ma'ir le'gami torish and le'dorish and sarafia. V'nir levar al pi mashakasa v'ramam v'perik beza megillah kol sivir nevim v'kol ksuvim asin li'batam. The Ram holds that tzfarim gonna be batam. You only have chumash asilavo. Chuz megillah zester v'adin kayemes chamish v'harei heim kayemes kayemes chumash v'torah. The Esther will be exist v'yosef v'yitzarim. That's a quote from the Rambam. Right? The din of kol b'chsav comes from ksuvim. If Cain saw kadeidah, the one sifrei neviim b'teilim, hachanavi batel din of kol b'chsav. So the Brisker says, I would have thought that if the ksuvim and neviim are batel, the din of kol b'chsav will be batel, and we can build the base of Megillah as we like in the future. This halacha is going to exist even lasik lavo. So this Rav says the chiddush here is that a kol b'chsav will exist even lasik lavo, even though it comes from ksuvim. And the ksif ksuvim and avim will be patel, but this halacha will apply lasi lava. But it's clear that it's nifel darish. So you have some room for drasha. It's interesting that some sofer and shuva seems to have a different approach. Vishama marati shizel perish apostle petruma chalasha ani mare oscha estavnis amishkan vestavnis kolkela vechintasu. The rishin of perik beis the shavuos vechintasu doros. So I think, again, it's not foolish, but I think there seems to be some tension here as to whether or not everything is going to be up to Navi, or everything, you know, can be darshed from this Megillah, nitali darsh. Meaning, there are really two questions. One is, what does it mean to call it Ksav? Was there some Megillah, or is it a direct Nevuah? Rashi in Sukkah sounds like it's Nevuah. From Chazal, you have this Megillah, discussion of Megillah being transferred and transmitted Dore Doros. But at the end of the Yalkut, this idea, at the end of the Medrash Shmuel, Ruach Kodesh Nemra, Tamniz Kol Sherehaya Ruach Ruima. Sounds like it's some sort of direct Nevuah. And likewise, the question of Nitan Lidaresh, is there room for Chiddush, you know, using Yud Gilel Midos or some other type of you know, Derech that we darshan Torah? Can we darshan this Megillah? So I think, again, if it's a question of Beis Hashem, it could be that, you know, there's an actual Megillah. An actual Megillah, it's a floor plan that's given Beis Hashem. Whereas if it's a Hod Hashem, everything has to be Nevuah, everything, the last detail has to be directly given, and likewise, you wouldn't have any room for Chiddush. If it's a Megillah, so you might also say it's Nitan Lidaresh. Right? Like all of Torah is Nitan Lidaresh. So this Megillah is also Nitan Lidaresh. Whereas if it's, you know, a Hod Hashem, it has to be more limited. Can I say this backwards? What are you telling?
I don't know why.
You don't think it's either way should be. So I have a Svara. I'm trying to work it out. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull it up. I think. Let's just think about it. Is there a real Megillah? Let's take each question separately. Or is it Nevuah? So I think in the Megillah, so yeah, floor plans. Beis Hashem floor plans. Versus Avodah Hashem. It's not enough to have floor plans. You have to have it. So you may have
a taste. Either way, it's a Megillah. It's a Megillah that came from Hashem. So
Megillah came from Hashem, and therefore
it's sorry from Hashem. So like, if it's Avodah Hashem, so this is it.
Right. I'm not sure how I had it. To me, at this point, it doesn't seem very much. They're interesting questions. So let's suffice to say they're interesting questions. I should mention that there are some people who take this very seriously. Atvekach, that Rav Mordechai Ilan, in his Chidushim there, writes that you can't be makriv korbanos mazanazeh. So there's a big discussion of chronim, can be makriv korbanos mazanazeh, kohanim, makom mizbeach, tcheiles, everybody has their own issues. You know, of course, the most glaring issue is Pekor Nefesh, you know, the guy to the left. But fine. So he writes there, well, you have a mosque, and a mosque is a violation of Kol Chsav, and he assumes, like Reb Chaim, the Kol Chsav is an akiv, not just the Binyan Mikdash, but even the Akravis Korbanos. So he says, the din of akriv and afli shein bayis is there's no structure. The minute you have a permanent structure on the Makom Mikdash, so it passes Akrava, so you can't be makriv. And he says, it's a Pella, the none of the Akronim. Again, this is a discussion for 200 years already. If you or King Eger discusses this, can you be makriv Korbanos? That's it. So the past 200 years, nobody thought of this, but it's Pashat that you can't be makriv because there's Kol Maksav, it's Ma'akin, like Rechayim said, which is different, he takes it as soap, which is interesting. So I'm not sure how to deal with these last two questions. I think they are interesting questions. But I don't remember how I wanted to be told that. Nitan Darish, how do you say Nitan Darish?
That fits better in the
that you should be able to be Darish or not?
That you are able.
Funny, I actually was thinking not like that. It just came to me because I think Avodah Hashem, all of Torah is Avodah Hashem, and we're allowed to be darsh all of Torah. We darshan all of Torah. But if it's a floor plan, it's very nice you have a drasha. But Tachlis is his house. His house. He has the right to ask for specifications. And oh, I can't make a drasha to change the floor plans. That's what I wanted to say. You hear what I'm saying? Now that I remember what I wanted to say, maybe we can work back to Megillah and the verse of Nevuah. It's in the same thing. That if it's, you know, a floor plan, so floor plans are floor plans, it's a Megillah. Whereas if it's, you know, a Nevuah is always interpreted by the Navi, you know, it's not Klari Meiro, we're talking, you know, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Megillah, if it's a Vodah Hashem, then maybe Nevuah would be more sufficient. But again, I totally agree, it's not Mukhraf. So what we saw here at Bekitzer was this interesting halakha of a Chol Chsav and some other ramifications. Again, Rabbi Ilan has two simanim about this. He starts donning, what about Chol Chsav by Mishkan? Was there a din of Lishpatam? Lishpatam over there, parallel. It's very into, what about, you know, Nov and Shiloh and Vachul and Gilgal, discussing all the various stages in the development of Mikdash and how that played out. Beseder, Shekoach.